Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Joining me is Martin Himmel, an award-winning documentary filmmaker and television correspondent with over 25 years of experience in exposing and covering major international stories. Six United States legislators have introduced a bill aimed at creating a fund to promote Israel-Palestinian coexistence projects. Dubbed the Partnership Fund for Peace Act of 2019, the bipartisan bill would in part circumvent U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to cut off hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority. The move by Congress comes amid a major dispute between the White House and the PA, which has been boycotting U.S. officials since President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December 2017. The Palestinian leadership has also refused to engage in any U.S.-mediated peace process, and Palestinian officials have confirmed they will not attend a workshop later this month in Bahrain geared toward generating investment for the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The Palestinians say the political track must be addressed first. Martin Himmel, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Why is this bill being advanced now when the U.S. administration has cut off funding to the Palestinian Authority?
Well, it's being advanced now because the Trump administration, in particular Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is trying to embark on what he believes is a completely different approach to trying to resolve the Palestinian-Israeli problem. And his approach is basically trying to work with improving lives on the ground and then tackling the political complex question concerning the peace process. The only problem with that is that, in principle, to try to improve people's lives on the ground is a good thing, but if the parties have no trust, or in this particular case, the Palestinians have no trust in who's giving the money, then it's laced with a lot of suspicion and fear and hesitation in cooperating with such a plan.
But it seems that Congress isn't on the same page as the White House. I mean, the White House has basically cut off all funding to the PA in the last couple of years, hundreds of millions of dollars we're speaking of. And now Congress wants to reconnect with the Palestinian Authority and give it money. That doesn't seem that Congress and the White House are in agreement.
If you look at the Republican side of this congressional move, actually, I think there's a bit of a good cop, bad cop approach going on here. The bad cop is the White House that's in a direct power struggle confrontation with the Palestinian Authority about the approach to Mideast peace. And the good cop is the Congress that controls the purse's budget in the U.S. government and is coming up with this initiative. I really think there's some coordination going on here. I mean, people like Lindsey Graham, et cetera, are prominent Republicans, are not that far away from the White House in their thinking about how to approach this issue. They both think, put money to the problem, try to improve lives, and then tackle the difficult political question.
Well, let's assume that this bill passes. The Palestinians are unlikely to accept the money. So what's the point?
Well, maybe I think that this peace plan is more directed for internal political consumption in the United States rather than really dealing with the issue in the Middle East. I mean, maybe Jared Kushner, the son-in-law, has some sort of fairy tale ideological ideas, thinking that the Palestinians are going to accept something less than statehood in return for cash, which is really a non-starter. But I think that Donald Trump doesn't harbor such illusions. I think what he's trying to do is to placate two groups. I think he wants to show evangelicals in the United States, which is a huge political voting bloc, that one, he's very supportive of Israel. He's moved the embassy. He's recognized the Golan Heights. Two, he's very tough on the Palestinian Authority. And three, he's trying to placate Palestinians by offering them improvement in their lives but not statehood, which rings very well with the evangelical vote. And then he's, in some ways, also trying to get the Jewish vote with that by saying, the American Jewish vote, by moving the embassy to Jerusalem again and recognizing the Golan Heights, though a lot of Democratic Jewish voters aren't going to be placated at all. But I think that is the most important reason behind the American approach. It's not necessarily that it's going to be accepted in the region.
You are listening to Martin Himmel, an award-winning documentary filmmaker and television correspondent with over 25 years of experience in exposing and covering major international stories. Martin, Israel isn't happy about this bill. For what reason?
Actually, I think this current Israeli government should be just overjoyed with the way that Trump's handling things. You're never going to have an American administration that's going to be more pro-Israeli than many Israelis, actually. I mean, so many Israelis would find the American government maybe too much to the right. But I think that some within Israel are concerned that the money's going to feed quote-unquote terror groups or NGOs that might lie with terror groups or giving incentive to people who want to commit terror, that their relatives will be taken care of, issues like that. But on the whole, I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu cannot dream of a better partner for him than President Trump in plans like this that basically even start with the idea that the best the Palestinians can hope for is some form of self-expression within autonomy and not statehood.
Do you think that the mentioning of the two-state solution in the bill has something to do with Israel's objection to this bill?
Not formally, because formally speaking, Prime Minister Netanyahu is still an advocate of the two-state solution, though in de facto terms, his idea of a two-state solution is really, well, one state Israel and the other is half of the West Bank and Gaza, if not more, going to Jewish settlements, and whatever is left would have some sort of quasi-statehood entity, if at all. But officially speaking, he does accept the two-state solution, though some in his party, more to the right, and some of his coalition partners, of course, completely reject that idea. I really don't think that Israeli opposition to this plan is very big. I think that they'll go along with a lot of it because they're really counting on the Palestinians to reject it anyway.
Martin Himmel, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim.